Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we help people become business celebrities. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five ways to succeed in today's volatile real estate market. Our guest today has been involved in the real estate industry in Georgia since 1996. Not only is she one of Metro Atlanta's top real estate producers, she is also among the top 1% of realtors in America. My guest has also been a loyal client of People You Need to Know since 2001. It gives me great pleasure to welcome back to the show a young lady who has received her industry's highest awards and designations, Ms. Vita Wood, the real estate lady. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Vita, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. What are some of the leading factors that have caused our real estate market to change lately?
I would say general poor economics to start. People wanting to keep up with the Joneses and lenders taking advantage of a past poorly regulated system.
Okay. Well, what should a potential home buyer look out for when buying a home?
Beware of special deals and financing. We definitely don't want a repeat of what's taking place currently in our market. Often buyers are so eager to get a deal, quote unquote, on a property that they're willing to sign themselves into a loan that is probably not the best type of loan for them and end up losing the property.
What is the most important aspect the seller should remember when accepting an offer to sell their property?
To try to stay calm and objective. They don't want to come across as being too eager and definitely want to remove their emotions from the equation so they can stay objective with the offer that is presented to them.
What happens when they get too emotional about a property?
They, a lot of times, will get bent out of shape, or they'll say, well, that offer is too low, and don't even try to negotiate back and forth when they're thinking about this property as their home. It is their home, but at this particular time when there's an offer that's presented, it becomes a business transaction, and if they have their emotions on the table, oftentimes they will work themselves out of a deal that could actually close. Buyers are putting feelers out there. They want to see. They've heard that you can get great deals, and you can get great deals. So they're placing offers that would normally be offensive, I would say, or lower than usual. But most of the time, when you negotiate, take your objective, your emotions out of the equation, you can get the buyer up to a number that you're comfortable with and put a deal together that you would not have been able to put together if you were too emotional about it.
Vita, what would you say is the number one way to succeed in today's volatile real estate market?
The number one way to succeed in the market is to be able to adapt, number one, and to stay on top of marketing. You want to network, you want to market. A lot of agents I have heard and lenders are getting out of the market because the transactions are falling off or it's becoming a little bit more costly, and they are in turn trying to save money and not marketing as much as they should, or not networking or not getting out there. And it's a terrible catch-22, because if you're not doing those things, then you can't sell your properties, you can't sell your listings, and if no one knows you, then you won't have the buyers. And if you don't have the buyers and you don't have your listings to sell, then you will get out of the market. So you want to stay on top of your marketing and networking.
Well, Vita, if you're in Atlanta, you know about Vita Wood, the real estate lady. So how are you adapting to the changes in this current market?
Ramping up my guarantee programs. I guarantee all of my services in writing. I think my guarantees sound wonderful, but I definitely put my money where my mouth is by putting my guarantees in writing up front so that everyone's on the same page. No one has any confusion. I have two very, very successful guarantees, one for a seller where I've actually shortened the time. I used to do a four-month or 120-day guarantee. Now I've reduced it to 89 days. If I haven't sold their home in 89 days, guaranteed at the price that we agree with, that they both come up with, then I will buy the home from them. And, of course, I don't want to have to buy property, so what does that mean? Have to market extra hard and be aggressive. I'm totally outside of the box with my marketing and my thinking, so I get my home sold, and if not, I'll put my money where my mouth is, like I said, and I'll purchase it. And for my buyers, I guarantee to save them at least $5,000 on their next home transaction or purchase through me. And if I don't, then I'll pay them the difference in cash at closing. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Vita, how have you been able to stay on top of your real estate game when so many realtors are taking second jobs or just getting out of the business altogether?
I don't listen to mainstream media. If I did that, then I might get discouraged as well. I know that I am in control of my destiny, and I am not afraid of any hard work at all. As a matter of fact, I like when there seems to be a little bit of a bubble or a struggle because I like to try to prove people wrong. When people say, oh, the economy is this and it's that, it's going to be bad or it's going to be miserable if you feed into that, and I don't agree with it. And when you hear the mainstream media talk about the economy, they're talking about the U.S. in as a whole. They're not talking about specific markets, and actually Atlanta has not succumbed to some of the detriment that has gone on throughout the country. So we're in a really great spot here, and I refuse to let a glitch, I like to call it, put me out of business or my clients or have my clients suffer and lose a whole lot of their equity that they work really hard to maintain over the years. So I like this. I like a challenge. I've always been up for a challenge, and I can say that I have several happy customers that are loyal fans and refer me plenty of business. So I'm very excited. I look for homeowners and buyers that I could help on a day-to-day basis, and I stay on top of my marketing.
And people are still moving to Atlanta, right?
Every day. The number that came out with the Visitors Bureau, I believe they said there's 500 people per month moving in and around Atlanta. There are people that are already here in Atlanta, of course, that move around in different areas. There are people that are in Georgia that are moving from Savannah or Augusta or Macon into Metro Atlanta, as well as a lot of large companies bringing their whole corporation and relocation departments here. So it's a great time to be in real estate.
Vita, what is the most important piece of information you would like to leave our listeners with today?
To do their homework. I want to make sure that if you're in the market to purchase a property and or sell a home, do your homework. Find out who is going to be the best fit for you. What is the realtor that is the most educated in working with your situation, as well as who is a better fit to work with you and your family. And on top of that, you want to make sure that you get your questions answered. The last thing you want to do is get to a closing table, get to the middle of the process and think that something was supposed to take place, but you were too afraid to ask a question. Don't ever be intimidated. Get as much education and knowledge as you possibly can. And also, I love for listeners to call me. I can offer free advice. I do free consultations, and I can easily be reached on the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at VitaWood.com. That is no S on wood. It's VitaWood.com. Or they can call me at 770-926-0101, and I'd love to help.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh.
Well, Vita Wood, the real estate lady, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another award-winning job. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.